Report: Biden administration urges Justin Trudeau to use federal powers against trucker blockade. By Paul Bois on February 10, 2022. The Biden administration reportedly urged Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to use federal powers to quell the truck blockade that has halted the flow of auto parts on the Ambassador Bridge. For the past 4 days, the Canadian Freedom Convoy protests have blocked traffic on the main thoroughfare connecting Windsor, Ontario, to Detroit, forcing auto plants in both countries to either shut down or slow production due to the delay in parts deliveries. The White House said Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg spoke with their Canadian counterparts and urged them to help resolve the standoff, reported the Associated Press. A federal government official said they are not ruling out any options, AP added. The official spoke on condition of anonymity as they were not authorized to speak publicly. The bridge carries 25% of all trade between the United States and Canada. Effects of the blockades were immediately felt by automakers and Midwest economies. Per the AP, Ford said its Windsor engine plant reopened Thursday after being shut down on Wednesday because of a lack of parts. But the factory and the company's assembly plant in Oakville, Ontario, near Toronto, were operating at reduced capacity, the automaker said. On the U.S. side, GM sent the first shift home 2 hours early Thursday at its Flint, Michigan, heavy-duty pickup truck plant due to parts shortages. Stellantis cut short the first shift Friday at its Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio, due to parts shortages. Honda will temporarily stop production on one assembly line during the day shift Friday at its plant in Alliston, Ontario. It's because of border delays. U.S. plants are scheduled to run normally Friday. Toyota said 3 of its plants in Ontario closed for the rest of the week because of parts shortages, and production also had to be curtailed in Georgetown, Kentucky. Both Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Teamsters Union have denounced the blockades. "It's hitting paychecks and production lines. That is unacceptable," said Whitmer. Exactly the type of federal powers that Justin Trudeau could employ to stop the blockade was not detailed, though the Prime Minister has said the military remains off the table for the time being. Local tow truck companies have refused to cooperate with authorities. Matt Maroon, chairman of the Detroit International Bridge Company, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, said the blockade cannot continue any longer and outlined 3 ways for the government to end the protest, according to The Independent. 1. End the protest by repealing the mandate and recognizing that while the vast majority of truck drivers are vaccinated, there are some who for many reasons are choosing not to get vaccinated but deserve to be respected and allowed to do their jobs and serve our countries with dignity. 2. Remove the vehicles blocking the Ambassador Bridge so commerce and trade can resume. 3. Do nothing and hope this ends on its own, an option that will mostly prolong the blockade, further crippling our economy and putting more jobs at risk. Maroon hoped that once the conflict came to an end, the United States and Canada can work out an agreement so that the trade thoroughfare does not fall subject to politics again. Trudeau has remained firm in his commitment to continuing the vaccine mandates and coronavirus protocols as several provincial premiers have decided to scale back restrictions. Canadians have the right to protest, to disagree with their government, and to make their voices heard. "We'll always protect that right," Trudeau tweeted on Tuesday. "But let's be clear, they don't have the right to blockade our economy, or our democracy, or our fellow citizens' daily lives. It has to stop." Meanwhile, Conservative Ontario Premier Doug Ford has moved to cut off funding for the protests through the site GivesandGo after the crowdfunding site GoFundMe shut down the original account that raised $7.8 million. In response, GivesandGo tweeted on Thursday, "Know this. Canada has absolutely zero jurisdiction over how we manage our funds here at GivesandGo. All funds for every campaign on GivesandGo flow directly to the recipients of those campaigns, not least of which is the Freedom Convoy campaign." Windsor, Ontario, Mayor Drew Dilkins said during a press conference on Thursday afternoon that he will be seeking an injunction to remove the protesters at Ambassador Bridge. He also said that Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has offered to provide tow equipment to remove the vehicles. "My message is simple, reopen traffic on the bridge," Whitmer said in a press release. "In Michigan, our economy continues to grow because of our hard-working people and innovative small businesses. Now, that momentum is at risk. Commercial traffic is at a standstill at the Ambassador Bridge and heavily backed up at the Blue Water Bridge.